Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.
This is Tech Lyceum. My name is Neeja, and the topic that we are going to be addressing today is maximizing business value for manufacturing companies through cloud technology. Now, the speakers we have today are experts in the field. We've got Vikas Kumar, Senior Vice President. Let me tell you a bit about Vikas. He is an accomplished technology leader with over 25 years of experience. He specializes in crafting transformational solutions that go beyond conventional boundaries and has a proven track record of driving impactful change. Vikas has led numerous IT outsourcing deals, achieved rapid growth in key regions and target client segments, developed new service offerings, and managed practice at the global level. Hi, Vikas. It's wonderful to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Neeja. It's a pleasure to be here.
We also have Tuhin Bose. Tuhin is a seasoned digital business development leader with a focus on managing global key customers and orchestrating seamless connections across various teams and partners. Tuhin specializes in delivering digital services and solutions to enterprise clients. Through his expertise in executing long-term strategies and fostering valuable relationships, Tuhin helps enterprise leaders navigate the complexities of technology adoption and drive tangible business outcomes. Tuhin, thank you for joining us, and we're excited to speak with you as well.
Thank you, Neeja. Pleasure.
So my first question is to you, Vikas. How has the adoption of cloud technology reshaped traditional manufacturing business models? And what are some unexpected benefits or challenges that companies have encountered along the way?
Indeed, a great question, Neeja. So if you look into cloud technology, it is fundamentally reshaping the way the manufacturing industry is working in several areas. Specifically, if you look into it, it's adding to the agility and the scalability of that industry. For example, take an example of Boeing. They have been doing entire aircraft designing over the cloud using a collaboration and best of the engineers across the globe. Something similar has been adapted by the other companies like Siemens, which is into the high-tech manufacturing. Along with that, the major use that we are seeing in the traditional manufacturers, especially through the data-driven decision-making, leveraging the cloud. Now, manufacturing are leveraging cloud analytics to get insights from vast amount of production data. This allows them to optimize their processes, predict equipment failures, and make informed decisions where to allocate their costliest resources. I can give example like Harley Davidson. They have been using cloud analytics for their entire assembly line monitoring, their identification of bottlenecks, and improving the production efficiencies. Alongside, there are manufacturers who have been using cloud technologies to get more insights into their customer behaviors, their customer preferences, and take it as a feedback to improve onto their products. Adidas is one of such examples. However, if you look into the journey of this manufacturer through the cloud, it's not without its set of challenges. One of the unexpected challenges that we see more often in the field is around the security concerns and the data privacy, especially into the European regions. Manufacturers are very conscious about migrating their sensitive data to the cloud. And to address this, cloud providers have started now coming up with the robust security measures and the compliance certifications, which is helping and giving a reassurance that this is the right platform to get onto. Another key challenge which all the manufacturers are having while getting onto the cloud is a big cultural shift. If you look into any of the traditional cloud environments, out of the four people, one is the only technology guys, the rest three are the field people that the manufacturers have. To drive this cultural change, the companies are adapting in a big scale the organization change management process to train and upskill their resources to use those technologies and leverage the insights that they are getting from those technologies. This is helping them to optimize their business process and take a big leap step ahead in terms of leveraging these technologies to increase their revenue shares and adapt to the rapid changing demands across the marketplace. So while there are challenges to overcome, the potential benefit for manufacturers are undeniable. And I would say that cloud transforming manufacturing from the siloed physical processes to a dynamic and data-driven ecosystem.
Right, Vikas. Thank you for those insights. Toheen, my next question is to you. In what ways can cloud-based analytics and machine learning algorithms enhance decision-making processes within manufacturing organizations? And how can companies effectively leverage these tools to drive tangible business outcomes?
Sure. Anija, I think Vikas already talked about how the agility and scalability has brought into the paradigm of manufacturers, right? If you look at last over a decade, there has been a lot of cloud-based tools and platforms coming into the play, right? And these are the tools and platforms which are built in with the latest technologies like machine learning, AI. They are powered with Gen AI and all these technologies. Now, what these tools are capable of doing, they are able to provide these manufacturers an option to kind of integrate them, use them in their digital ecosystem. Now, these are very agile and small SaaS-based or cloud-based solutions, right? So doing a project or a POC is not a huge capital expenditure. You know, it's a very quick win for them. Now, if you look at what kind of tools which are creating disruption, especially in the data and the AI and machine learning area, if you look at manufacturers, there are two key areas, right? One is their processes, because they are process heavy. There is always scope for optimizing processes. So that's an area to look at, right? The other area, which is key to any industry, of course, is also key for manufacturing, is data, which is core and the backbone, right? Now, if you look at some of the niche vendors who are coming in, and Birlasoft is partnering with some of these vendors and helping customers in implementing some of these solutions. So process mining and optimization is one area for manufacturing value chain, right? Platforms like Celonis can be a game changer, right? It can support manufacturers optimize their value chain, removing process inefficiencies with a cloud-based platform and bring AI ML capabilities. And it can surprise a manufacturer by presenting facts of their own processes and data, which they have been sitting on and they don't realize, right? These are the inefficiencies they have been building on top of. The other area is, of course, driving process automation, right? There are ready-to-use solutions like Esker, providing AI assistant, customer inquiry management, or ChatGPT to handle and manage inquiries from customer, as well as taking care of statutory compliances for their procure to pay or order to cash processes and automation solutions. And these are very easy to implement. On the data side, which is core in terms of building your data infrastructure, cloud-based solutions like Syndigo helps manufacturers have accurate and complete product information, for example, right? Making sure it meets the required standards. With solutions like Syndigo, customers can gain valuable insights into customer and supplier data, as well as, you know, they can keep on enriching and validate data because if inefficiency and data invalidity or problems with the data correctness is something which becomes a pain point for any enterprise. So this is really going into a next level. And these tools are really enabling and accelerating the adoption of technology in the manufacturing industry.
Interesting. Thanks, Toheen. And I do have another one for you. Given the growing importance of sustainability in manufacturing, right? How can cloud technology enable companies to achieve their environmental goals while also driving economic value? And maybe you can also give us some examples of innovative sustainability initiatives enabled by the cloud.
Sure, Nija. I think this is a very, very important topic of today, right? Every organization, every manufacturing organization is having their sustainability goals. If you look at sustainability goals, then it is defined in three scopes, I think, the way they try to define it. One is direct emission. The carbon footprint, which is resulted due to the direct emission, is part of scope one. There is a scope two, which is indirect, for example, energy consumption. So the amount of energy you are consuming. And then there is a scope three, which is like the goods or services you are using, and that goods or services resulting into some sort of carbon footprint. So every organization, every manufacturer is trying to take goals and see how they can reduce their carbon footprint in these all these three scopes. Now, in terms of cloud, right? Cloud, of course, can help building those smart solutions, whether it is smart grid or how to track your carbon footprint or you know, your energy management. There are all those different solutions coming in the play. But one thing which we at Birlasoft also keep on telling our customers, that at a grassroots level, cloud really enables you to do those, take those small steps to reach your target of sustainability. And I can take some examples. Like, for one of our strategic customer has taken a very aggressive sustainability target. You know, they really want to reduce the carbon footprint, and they are a publicly listed company. So for them, they have taken a decision to migrate all their future acquired companies and their data centers into cloud, while they continue to migrate their existing, you know, state and data centers. So this is a simple solution, right? That the moment they acquire a company, they migrate all their data centers of those acquired companies into cloud. And that itself is a big step in terms of how you reduce your carbon footprint, right? I also remember that we helped one of our customers in taking one of their legacy applications, which was running in their data center. They were a little worried about how it can be held, you know, and it was a very, very important and a business critical solution. So we helped them migrate that and helped them containerize it on cloud. And that resulted in saving some 7 kilowatt per hour of power. You know, I'm just talking about power, because there were some servers which used to consume some kilowatts of powers per hour for the cooling system as well as the server operations, right? So that was something which resulted in saving, you know, these many kilowatts of power. On the other hand, customers can also easily use the agility of cloud computing, like Vikas was explaining already, right? That they can increase and they can decrease based on their need. And this is a sustainable option, because, right, you don't have to procure hardware, you don't have to dispose hardware, and this is much easier and faster for any customer. So that's also a perspective which every customer is now looking into.
Right, Thuin, thank you. Now, Vikas, my last one's for you. As we look towards the future, right, something that would be useful to know is, what emerging trends and technologies in cloud computing do you foresee having the greatest impact on manufacturing business value? And how can companies stay ahead of the curve to remain competitive in an increasingly digital marketplace?
Thanks for the question, Nija. So if I look into the cloud adoption soaring, like anything, and there are a few trends that we have been seeing which has been poised to totally revolutionize the entire manufacturing value stream and the industry altogether. I would talk probably two or three of them. So the one where we are seeing the biggest adoption and the high ROI is your edge computing and your industrial IoT part of it. So these days, most of our manufacturers are getting into deploying the sensors all across their machines, generating a constant stream of real-time data through them, and leveraging cloud computing to analyze this data. But to do this faster, now the computing power and the cloud is moving towards the edge, at the factory, at the shop floors, where when we do this near the shop floor, near the conveyor belts, the manufacturer can get the real-time insights and they can make some actionable decisions based onto that one. Maybe it could be related to the predictive maintenance, it could be related to optimizing your production lines, or it could be just ensuring a quality control. Second biggest trend that I'm being seeing, especially with the advent of Gen AI getting into all of our lives, making things easier. There's a high adaptability and POCs that we are doing for quite a few of our customers around three use cases, which have been pretty common. One is we have been seeing that the summarizations of the machine and the corporate manuals, which is becoming a very basic use case, which have been getting adapted like anything. And the real advantage comes onto a floor plan when the somebody who's been trying to troubleshoot a robotic arm see that he's running out of the oil that he may use for the machine and what could be the alternative. He don't need to go back to the manual and search and try to read through that one or go to the internet. He can very easily just through the ChatGPT check it out and get the right answers around it in terms of the alternatives. And something similar what we have been seeing is a natural language based product search and the alternatives around it. By feeding all the inventories into this, we can figure it out based onto the NLP based search that where exactly the inventories are, where the excess stock is, how best I could able to utilize and take some decisions on that one. And another is the machine error resolutions. Like you have supplied the machines into the field. There are consumers who have been using it up. You are getting a constant feedback and the logs of errors through them. Can you analyze and predict that what are the most common errors which have been coming up and do it faster and at scale, which is coming with the ease of GenAI to us? So that's another case that we have been seeing, and start adapting and customizing your products so that those errors may not come in the future releases, or something that you can driven through your software-based package to resolve those errors, especially into the autonomous vehicles and all other sensors-based consumer products that we can do that. Another big trend where a lot of investment has gone in is a digital twins. With a CAGR growth of nearly 60% plus till 2028, this is going to be the key area where most of the manufacturing, especially onto the high-tech side, the one which are having a global supply chains, have been investing onto. And like GE has invested in terms of optimizing their wind turbines, that how based onto the time, speed, day, seasons, the turbines will behave differently in terms of their electricity generations, and how they could able to fine tune and adjust based on to at least 15 to 20 of such parameters to still get the optimum performance from their wind turbines. Something similar I've been getting adapted by the other players within the manufacturing industry. But one biggest thing that whenever we speak to our customers is around that most of the common theme which has been coming up, how should we stay ahead in the curve? There's so much changes which have been happening in the environment around us. There's so much technology which has been coming up. There are numerous new ways of adapting those technologies which multiple players have been suggesting. What should be the right ROI-based decision that we should be taking? So our recommendation to them would be always being, firstly, stay agile and adaptive at a very top level. Be aware of the market trends. For that one, you could choose a right technology partner. BirlaSoft is a partner with most of those top 500 Fortune companies, where we are working closely, suggesting them that what new technologies they can bring forth, especially onto the analytics, machine learning, what Tuhin has talked through. Those are all the live examples from the field that we have been deploying and doing it for our customers. Another key aspect is a culture of innovations. As I said in my earlier answer also, that the biggest hurdle being is organization change management that companies has to invest onto. And innovation has a cycle time. And to adapt that what you have been doing today may hold right till next 1 year and give you a competitive edge. And thereafter, you need to have something else which has to be have a bigger impact and much better than what you had since last 1 year. So you need to continuously evolve and innovate onto either on your business processes, either on your technology adoptions, or either onto your marketing, so that you could able to reach to most of the customers and stay ahead of the curve. So, but I would say in last that it's an interesting time. And everybody's trying to gain the best out of all those technologies. And the one who have been investing on it, they are really striving ahead than the others.
Yes, Vikas. Can I invite you both to leave us with the biggest takeaway from this conversation for everyone listening in? Tuhin, why don't you go first?
Sure, Neja. Thank you. I know it has been quite interesting. And the topic itself is quite an interesting topic, right? So, cloud is really changing for the industry. And if you want to really look at what you can achieve, there are, of course, those transformational aspects. There are, of course, those innovations that you can drive with cloud. But cloud can also help organizations to do some of the fundamental things, which is, you know, how do they optimize their business processes? How do they do a sustainable solution? Reducing, you know, for example, paper by doing process automations, reducing, working on improving the efficiency of their organization. So cloud is really bringing in value in terms of whether it is about the agility, it is about time to market, it is about how you can evolve as an organization, and providing you an option to really work on with some of these niche solutions in the market that enables you. You don't have to invest in building a solution yourself. You don't have to know the technology. You don't have to invest into really, you know, inventing something. Rather, you live in a world of co-innovation where someone is already innovating, and how you can take that innovation and fit into your value chain, right? So that's what cloud is bringing in, and that's something which we should take ahead.
Right. And Vikas, your parting words?
I said Tuhin has put it rightly. So from my end, I would say that if a couple of things that I have to put my fingers on, one thing is that cloud is breaking the silos of physical world. Okay, it's bringing in that one collaboration, cohesive, larger unit, which could be spread across the globe, and working on a dynamic environment and taking dynamic decisions through the data. That is the one thing which is helping manufacturers to be more adaptable and agile. And it's unlocking truly a new set of efficiencies, innovations. What one thing we have been seeing is the one who have been adapting it up are really striving ahead in the digital marketplace. So I would end with that one.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Vikas and Tuhin, for coming on here and equipping us with all this information. You've been very helpful. And here's to more conversations in the future.
Thank you, Neerja.
Thank you, Neerja. Pleasure.
This is Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode. Here's hoping you gained something from it, some food for thought. We will be back with more from the world of tech. Until then, stay tuned and stay connected. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.